Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
All right, hour two, Kyle Brust and Northman with you, ESPN Wisconsin, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube, where you can watch us live, and, of course, the all-new, customizable, designable, ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Alex Strofe in for Brad Northman and Kyle Wallace today. Chris Larson Pebble is running the show, and Ben Brust will rejoin us momentarily, because right now, right here, on KBN, 6-28-6, and as a married man, 0-2-1, it is time for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Because it's going to be a test later.
For those of you who say Ben Brust is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. Don't put your life on hold to earn your degree. Build a schedule that meets your needs. Lakeland.edu.
Yeah, Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. As mentioned, Ben's record in the year 2025. 6 wins, 28 losses, 6 ties. That is rough. Ben's record as a married man, 0 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie. This is week number 4 for Benjamin. In his holy matrimony, his wedded bliss. Joining us now, he is a multiple-time contestant. He is the man who texts us each and every week and lets us know he got every single question right when he doesn't compete. Despite the cries and the asks of KBN Nation for him to be banned from this segment, he has done it again. He was caller 7. It is my friend, our friend, a member of KBN Nation, the great Chef Ed in Milwaukee, is today's contestant. Chef Ed, good afternoon. How are you?
How's it going, Stroh? Three beers? Stroh, I had 3 beers for breakfast this morning.
Hey, sometimes I got to behave, Chef Ed. You know? It's rare for me. It's rare for me, but I behaved last night. I had to stay awake, by the way, with how late of a game that one was. But a loss for the Brewers. Still 2.5 games up on the Phillies with 5 games remaining for them. So we will see how they compete. So, Chef Ed, last week you texted me. I read 14 questions. You told me you got all 14 right. Do you stand by that?
It was actually 13. I missed one after I heard the answers.
Okay, sure. So let's make a prediction before we read the questions today. How many are you getting right?
I'll say 7.
Okay, 7. All right. I like it. Well, you know the drill, Chef Ed. If this is your first time listening to Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, the rules are pretty simple. I've got 15 questions in front of me. Chef Ed and Ben Brust will each have 90 seconds to answer as many as they can. They can say skip or pass if they don't know the answer, and we will come back to it if time allows. If Chef Ed either beats or ties Ben Brust, we will hook him up with yet another ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. Chef Ed, are you ready to roll?
Let's do this.
Before we start the timer, I did forget to mention one unique rule today. For any question I wrote today that includes the answer of a person, I am requiring both a first and last name today. You understand?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Are you smarter than Ben Brust? Remember the first and last name. Remember the skips and passes. Here we go. 90 seconds for Chef Ed in 3, 2, 1. Who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
I know. I'll come back to it.
The Nobel Peace Prize is named after Alfred Nobel, who is best known for inventing what?
Pass.
In what sport do you find a pommel horse?
Gymnastics.
Who invented basketball, the sport, in 1891?
Oh, the guy who... Pass.
God, what does DNA stand for? What does DNA stand for?
Pass.
Okay, we're going to roll now, Chef Ed. Who is the lead singer of the band Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
Who is credited with creating the cartoon character Mickey Mouse?
Walt Disney.
2 teams have won 6 Super Bowls. Name them.
New England Patriots. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Which U.S. president appears on the $50 bill?
Grant.
I need a first name.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Thank you, sir. What is the chemical symbol for carbon?
R.
What is the only U.S. state that starts with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
What is the world's largest island that is not considered a continent?
Greenland.
Very good. Nailed this prediction, by the way. The seventh spot for Chef Ed. Nailed it. Well done by him. Very good. Very good. All right, we got rolling there at the end. A couple of passes early, but I imagine Ben's not going to be a whole lot better.
Yeah, those names didn't come to me. Those names are getting to me.
That's all right. You might kick yourself a little bit, but you nailed your prediction. You went light on the prediction, and you nailed it. So well done by you.
Thank you.
All right, there is Chef Ed. Maybe the all-time contestant on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. I think he's done it more than anybody else. I have the call screener tipped my way. I don't think you know who's the contestant, but I said I think he's done it more than anybody else.
Chef Ed?
That would be correct. Yeah, Chef Ed was our contestant today on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. After saying and texting in, he got 14 of the 14 questions I read last week correct. Not quite that good today, but still pretty good performance for Chef Ed. All right, how you feeling?
Always good, Strofe.
Okay, good. Good. One quick rule tweak today.
What?
Just a quick, it's a one-off, but there's a lot of questions about people this week. I need a first and last name for anything that has to do with people this week. It's required of the contestant who happened to be Chef Ed. It's required of you. You understand? Remember your skips or passes?
I'm already filing an official complaint.
You have 90 seconds to answer as many as you can. Remember your pass and skips.
I sound like such a Karen.
We will give you a quadruple XL t-shirt if you win today. I have talked to management. They're willing to give you one.
You need a new sleep shirt.
Yeah, I know, right? Do you wear... No, you don't wear underwear.
I don't wear anything.
You sleep naked every night?
Every night.
What do you got? Tummy issues. Never mind. All right, here we go. Ben Brust.
Go to the bathroom?
And are you smarter than Ben Brust? In 3, 2, 1. Who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
Tom Sawyer.
The Nobel Peace Prize is named after Alfred Nobel, who is best known for inventing what?
Pass.
In what sport do you find a pommel horse?
Gymnastics.
Who invented basketball, the sport, in 1891?
Naismith.
First name.
James Naismith?
What does DNA stand for?
I don't know. You know this one. It's hard. Pass.
I do, yeah. Who was the lead singer of the band Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
Who is credited with creating the cartoon character Mickey Mouse?
Walt Disney.
Two teams have won 6 Super Bowls. Name them.
The Patriots and the Packers?
Which U.S. president appears on the $50 bill?
Ulysses S. Grant.
What is the chemical symbol for carbon?
Oh, man. C.
What is the only U.S. state that starts with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
What is the world's largest island that is not considered a continent?
Pass.
What is the main ingredient in hummus?
Chickpea.
I'll give it to you either way. How's that sound? Which U.S. city is known as the Music City?
Nashville. No, New Orleans. Louisiana. Nashville.
You can't change back.
Nashville, final answer.
Nashville, final answer?
Yeah.
You only changed it because I laughed.
No, that's not what happened.
I'm going to say it's New Orleans, but the good news is you won either way.
Let's go!
It's an 8 spot for Benny, 1-1.
For me.
It would have been a 9 had you stuck with your gut on Nashville. I'm not giving you Nashville.
I don't want it. As long as
you won. Yep, that's a win for Benny. Your first win as a married man. Congratulations. Your 7th win of the year. We're nearing the end of the 9th month of the year. In a game we play every week.
I'm like the Joker in the Dark Knight.
7, 28, and 6. He's won 4 times as many times as he's won. All right. Let's run through the answers quick here on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, presented by Lakeland University. Question 1 was, who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer? Hate to break it to you, pal. Tom Sawyer, fictional character.
Didn't know if it was an autobiography or not.
Ever hear of a guy by the name of Mark Twain? Maybe the most famous author of all time.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, got it. I did not know this one. I just wanted to see if you would say something fun. You didn't.
I was thinking about it, but like I also wanted to stay focused today because it was Chef Ed.
Okay, I'm going to let you get an answer in here, though. The Nobel Peace Prize is named after Alfred Nobel, who is best known for inventing what?
I feel like Nobel invented...
something peaceful, right? Nobel Peace Prize, something peaceful
yeah, something
he probably
peaceful,
invented.
Right? Yeah.
Yoga?
No, it was dynamite.
Oh, that... Chris, that's misleading.
That's why I did it.
I mean, that wasn't done by accident, I would imagine. Yeah.
Dynamite?
Isn't that crazy? I did not know that.
We're
until
naming
today.
After a guy blowing stuff up?
That's correct, yeah. No, Alfred Nobel invented dynamite, his most famous invention. You both got number three. Pommel horses in gymnastics. You got James Naismith. He is the inventor of basketball back in 1891.
As Joe in the Boonies chimes in, because I was thinking Joe Namath in there.
Oh, no.
I wanted to say Joe Namesmith. Joe in the Boonies, when Ben struggled with James Naismith, I said several words you cannot say on FCC airwaves.
Okay, then we're not going to do that. What does DNA stand for? Can you at least give me a shot here?
Deoxyribonucleic.
Yeah, that's really good.
Nucleic acid?
I mean, honestly, that would have been your best effort yet. Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Actually,
that's what I'm saying.
Whatever gibberish I just threw out there was kind of close.
Deoxyribonucleic acid is what DNA stands for. The lead singer of the band Queen, you've learned this one. I'm going to have to take it off my list.
No, I've gotten the Freddie one right every time because I watched their...
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Freddie Mercury is the lead singer of Queen. You both got that one. The person credited with creating Mickey Mouse is indeed Walt Disney. Two teams have won 6 Super Bowls. Name them. Hate to report it. The Packers have won 4 Super Bowls. Have only played in 5.
It's
New England.
Is it the Niners?
It is not the Niners.
Am I stupid? Should I know this?
East Coast.
Yeah, you should know this. Know this.
East Coast.
It's a team in the state that starts with a P.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must be the Steelers.
It is indeed. Yep, Patriots and
Terry
Steelers.
Terry Bradshaw, yeah.
Ulysses S. Grant does indeed appear on the $50 bill. You got this one right, which I think is the first time I've ever witnessed you get a chemical symbol question correct.
Well, I got a D in chemistry, so that would make sense.
Carbon is simply a C. Yep, you went with the safe answer.
Periodic
it is correct
table's
today.
Not... my friend.
Me neither. That's why I write them, because I learn with you on a lot of these. The only U.S. state that starts with P is Pennsylvania, the world's largest island, not considered a continent. You passed on that one. Chef Ed got it right, if it makes you feel worse.
So say the question again.
What is the world's largest island that is not considered a continent?
The world's largest island. Is Iceland it?
You're close.
Greenland?
It is Greenland. What is the main ingredient in hummus? Chickpea. Is correct. And the U.S. city known as Music City is indeed your first guess that I did not give you credit for.
Chef Ed's a much Nashville, nicer Tennessee. Guy than me on the Carbo's Talk and Text Line. Good job, Ben. Love you. Brewers! Jake bringing me down, but I appreciate this nonetheless. Ben winning is like the Browns winning. It's going to eventually happen, but still surprising when it happens.
Well said, Jake. Yeah, well said.
Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss is brought to you by Lakeland University, Wisconsin's leader in flexible and personalized education. So whether you're just starting college, finishing your degree, or balancing work and family, Lakeland lets you earn your degree your way. Lakeland University, experience it your way. Ben Brust, Alex Strofe, the winner of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, and Alex Strofe.
Good for you.
Chris Larson's running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Too many lats and oblique injuries. I want to get into that before Mark Tauscher joins us at 3:30.
Listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. She told me, honey, pick your poison, mine's a
lemon and gin with a hit. Injuries suck. They happen. But they suck. And right now they suck from a Brewers standpoint, from a timing standpoint. You got Quintana's calf. You got the Woodruff and McGill injuries. I'm mixing up the lats and obliques right now. You got Zach Tom with no oblique. He's got an oblique. It's just torn. If you could give a clean bill of health to any Wisconsin athlete right now for the rest of their respective season,
ooh,
who do you give the clean bill of health to? 800-990-3776. This is tough because long-term, if you believe in the Packers, a new oblique for Zach Tom would be very important. Protecting Jordan Love, very important.
This almost feels dirty.
Like, having to choose between...
Yeah, because I feel bad for all these guys, and obviously specifically for the Brewers, who are about to kick up their postseason run. They could use both Woodruff and McGill, and it sucks they're going to have likely neither of them come the NLDS in a couple of weeks. I'm going with the Brewers, and I'm going with Brandon Woodruff. We were talking about it a little bit off the air. If the NLDS gets to a Game 3 situation, I'm really intrigued to see how they handle that. Because you feel good with two of your starting pitchers, obviously, right? Freddie Fastball and the man who has won 18 million games in a row when he starts in Quinn Priester.
Both those two do not get the recognition they deserve.
No, but I mean, I think you could make that argument for a lot of people on the Brewers. I don't think Bryce Terang gets the recognition he deserves.
Yeah, but he has an opportunity next year to, like, hit 25 bombs because he's, like, discovered the power.
I don't think Christian Yelich has gotten the credit he deserves this year. 100 RBI season, looking for that elusive 30th home run, like a 30 and 100 season. That's the first time he'll do that if he hits a home run in the next five games since his 2018 MVP season.
Yeah.
I mean, that says something about the guy Yelich has been for the Brewers this year since the back injury.
And that's just on the field. The amount of conversation that Pat Murphy has had about Christian Yelich and what he's been like as a leader of this
team is
really cool to see. And he may not be the most eccentric personality.
No.
He's always been the calm, steady.
Huge for this team in way more ways than you can view on the television screen. Than 30 and 100. Right,
yes.
Totally. So anyway, back to the initial question, though. Who had I give the clean bill of health
to? I mean, I guess you could give him his back from 2018.
Yeah, true, but I don't know if he needs it. He can actually swing a bat like all the way through.
I'm just saying, but he could swing an extra good too.
But no, my answer is Brandon Woodruff because let's say they split the first two games, Freddie in one, Quinn Priester in game two. I'm super super intrigued to see what they do in game three. I don't think it's Mizorowski. I don't know if Jose Quintana, who I guess we could have added to this list, is going to be healthy. I imagine they would go with a situation of an opener rather than a true starter. But who is that? I imagine that's maybe Chad Patrick, and then you throw Tobias Myers somewhere in there.
Chad Patrick's the name that comes up, which is fascinating because the amount of times that he's been brought up and brought down and then to end up being the Game 3 starter in the NLDS would be fascinating. You know, what a roller coaster of starting pitching this year. With
well, last
the best
year too.
Record.
Yeah.
I know, but... We're talking about the team with the best
That's
record
true.
In baseball.
You typically don't limp your way here, and the Brewers
You don't sign a Jose Quintana thinking he's going to be your number four for an entire year and be as solid as he's been.
Totally.
You don't think when you trade for Quinn Priester that he's going to... No. Come on now. You know he's a great prospect, he's got a lot of potential, you know what he can potentially be. He's been above and beyond anything you could have ever asked for in getting Quinn Priester.
No, what my puzzled look was I don't know if this is the case, but dare I say that's kind of the mystique and the fun of this team, or plays a role in why it's been such a fun ride this season.
That matter when you get into the playoffs?
100%.
The mystique and the fun. It's about
winning now, showing up.
Having the best team possible to win you a best of five.
And frankly, that's what makes the Phillies scary. That's what makes the Dodgers scary, because they have these absurd payrolls. It's what makes the Padres scary. They go all in at the deadline, right?
Yep.
We watched that game last night for 11 innings. Did you stay up? You dozed off?
I stayed up, but I was distracted by many things.
Were you shooting hoops on the little Tykes hoop?
I was not. I was told by my wife I had to bring that downstairs.
Okay.
So that's like, hey, if you go watch football, you can bring our daughter down there and she can shoot. And that was her way of saying, hey, on football Sundays, if you want to continue to watch football, she's going to be down there with you a
little
bit.
You better take care of your daughter a little bit. Okay. What were you distracted by, or should I not ask?
No, you can't. No. Fantasy football, which no one cares about.
Okay. I was in – my game was tied in the fourth quarter last night. Crazy. Anyway, we'll talk about that off the air.
I just said nobody cares about.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. They don't. So anyway, back to the game three thing. So
we got a Zach Tom.
Yeah.
But the majority of these are –
I mean, I'm seeing 8, 9, 10, 11 come in for Brandon Woodruff, and they think it's the only answer. And a lot due in part to what he's been through with the Milwaukee Brewers and the amount of untimely and unlucky getting hit with it. Remember we got hit right when he was in his rehab assignment, about to come up, goes back on IL. The thing that I'm struggling with Woodruff is he unbelievably, and I was at one of his games against the Angels. I think he had 10 Ks, or 10 Ks.
He had 10.
Oh, no. He had 10. He had 10.
He was throwing the cutter that he had to, like, add into his arsenal. Part of me is, like, his velocity isn't what it was. He had to reimagine who he is now at a different age. Like, but I guess if I'm giving him a clean bill of health, then, yeah, it's Woody. Mm-hmm. Because then you have... But this is where the conversation gets hard because he's had so many injuries. Are we getting a clean bill of health of a guy from 3 years ago, or the guy like that we're just patching him up so we can play in the playoffs?
Had 9 Ks last Wednesday. It was Priester at 10 on Thursday.
Yes, I knew there was a 9-10 back to backer. You were at the Priester game.
I was at the Priester game. That's
I was at the Woodruff game. So yeah, I guess it just this conversation sucks because of the impact.
Yeah.
That. We are heading into the playoffs with a potential makeshift rotation, trying to figure out if Mizorowski can even be a part of what they're trying to do.
Is he going to be on the roster?
My fear has always been...
CS, I would guess yes.
Yes.
DS, I'm not positive.
My fear with Mizorowski is that you never know when it comes. And so when everyone would say, hey, let's not start him, let's put him in the bullpen. Well, what if you bring him out and he doesn't have the command
but here's the thing.
Right off the gate?
That's the thing we've seen most often is he gives off a leadoff home run and then he settles in. And I'll give him a ton of credit because he reminds me of Jordan Love, his first year as a starter almost in that way. We're like, make
he's
a mistake.
He's got decent amnesia, but there's no time. To have amnesia in the playoffs.
No, there was not.
Every
that
pitch
run
matters.
You know, if he gave up the leadoff home run and then, you know, threw a great four innings, great, but that run could matter because it's the postseason and every single hit, every run, every mistake matters in the postseason. And you just can't trust him to that level quite yet. But you know he's got the speed. You know he's got the stuff. You know, he's got some really nasty stuff in his bag. But there is the bad inning out of Mizorowski quite often, which is the scary part of him. So I'm curious to see how they handle him. But I'll just say this to give all Brewers fans hopes, because we've watched, I know you and I specifically have watched almost every game this season. No matter who's hurt, no matter who they're missing,
they have a manager that gets them to compete. Yep.
They find ways to win. And I think they're going to continue to do that come the postseason.
We say it in different ways. They find ways to win, which leads to the manager continuing to motivate them to compete every single game. Despite the loss yesterday, I heard Pat Murphy say, like, this one sucks to lose, but it also is great to see our team competing at the level that they are. And Milwaukee Brewers fans, if you want to hit up Pottawatomie Sportsbook before a home game and you need a ride to the game, hit two balls with one bat by hitching a ride to AmFam Field with the Pottawatomie Game Day Shuttle. Make any purchase in the sportsbook or same-day sports bet, and you get a wristband and a seat on the shuttle. Those shuttles will begin approximately 1 hour before first pitch, and return shuttles are nonstop 1 hour after the game. I'll be at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel for the weekly wager 6 to 7 on 94.5 ESPN. Can't wait. Always dabble. Love to see what I can find as I'm going to start looking at seeing where the value is heading into the playoffs for the Brewers. You know, did the loss for the Green Bay Packers affect their odds? And if you still believe them, can you take advantage of that? Those are all things you can look at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and enjoy everything they have inside there. Joining us next is Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer, at a different time on a Tuesday. He's next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me, or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Joining us on Kyle Brustin Nortman, it's Ben Brustin, Alex Strofe. is the Packer Hall of Famer. You can hear Old T, Mark Tauscher on Woolley and Tausch 9 to noon across these very stations. Old T, what's happening?
How are you, boys?
We're rocking and rolling. Love to...
Is that what we're doing?
It was just a figure of speech so I could get to the good stuff.
All right, get to the meat and potatoes.
We were just having a discussion, and obviously, hypothetical, not going to happen, but a clean bill of health. Who would you give it to in Wisconsin sports right now? Woodruff, Zach Tom, Trevor McGill?
Ooh. Zach Tom. Mm. I think Zach Tom, you know, we don't know how the pitching staff is going to end up going, but from Green Bay's standpoint, I think you realize how important Zach Tom is because the domino effect on Sunday was brutal. And the O-line probably had one of its poorer games I've seen them play in the Matt LaFleur era. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that, you know, Zach Tom started the game and then you put Jordan Morgan out there and then you have to move Jordan over when Banks gets hurt. And so there's, I think, you know, playing O-line consistency and knowing who you're lining up next to and figuring all that out for a team that I think is, you know, right there and can do some big things. That is the biggest question mark that we have is can this group kind of come together and be more efficient than what they've been? Because while Cleveland's defense is really good, Sunday showed that we have a long way to go up front when we're playing the big boys, and Cleveland's obviously got a big boy front.
Yeah, from the offensive line perspective, who was your biggest surprise? And I don't mean that in a good way. Who was the biggest surprise in a bad way Sunday against Cleveland? Because I feel like there's a few options.
Yeah, there is, and I think Elton is somebody I just really respect. Yeah. I think Elton Jenkins has had a great career. He's moved around, and I think he needs to kind of be that, you know, the bell cow of that group, especially when Zach is out and you're, you know, he's a veteran, and I know he has not played center for a long period of time, but I think he needs to take ownership of that group, and he's been a all-pro player at guard, and I think he has, you know, Goody has mentioned he has potential to be that same way at center. And I thought, you know, with the way the game played, I thought he struggled a few times. When Bulaga joins, I'm sure he can break down the film even more. But it just felt like the interior part did not have its best game. And I lean on Elton Jenkins to kind of be the leader of that crew. I think he's going to need to play a lot better than what we saw Sunday.
Yeah, just I think Brian was mostly baffled for the most part of our conversation yesterday about Jordan Morgan at right tackle. You know, because you had guys take snaps, and now
yeah.
He comes in at left tackle, splitting time at right guard, and then, boom, he's at right tackle.
Yeah, and I would say this, and I think LaFleur said this in his presser yesterday. It's one thing to kind of be, you know, that swing tackle, and it's another thing to be, well, are you platooning at right guard, and then, oh, I got to go to left guard. Oh, now I did all camp playing left tackle, and you want me to go play right tackle. And by the way, oh, block Myles Garrett. I felt like, you know, your players are always responsible for their performance, but I just didn't feel like the Packers staff put Jordan in a position to succeed. Now, he needs to play better, but you're asking a lot of him to go from right tackle, okay, I'm going to be here the whole game. Well, now something happens to Banks, I got to go to left. Now, up, oh, something happened to Sheed, you got to go to left tackle. And it's just a recipe for inconsistency and not really giving – Jordan a chance to grow in a spot. So I don't think you'll see them do that again. I think you kind of put a guy in a couple of different spots, let him go, but to ask him to do four spots in one game is a big ask.
Talking with Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher here on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. You got Ben Brust and Alex Strofe with you. Now, Old T, I just want to talk about the Badgers from a I'm at a point now where I'm looking for, you know, hope, and I'm looking for reasons.
You kind of threw. I saw your clips. You've kind of thrown the towel in, right?
A little bit, but it doesn't mean that 3 days later I can't reevaluate and
sure.
Try and find reason to believe. And as someone who sees the program more than I do, can you provide me some insight as to holding on hope moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to be optimistic, and listen, I'm not going to tell you how to feel. But if you're going to be optimistic, I think our defense is better than what it showed on Saturday. The special teams, and it felt to me like the offense is struggling, and the offense needs to get a lot better, and it all starts, just like we said about Green Bay, it all starts up front. That group, they're going to need to grow. The running game has not been where it needs to be. But if you're going to ask me for hope, I do think that this defense, there are some guys that I think that in the back end need to play better. I think Ricardo Hallman has not been as effective as he was last year, and teams have went after him a lot more. I'm very surprised, actually, by how much teams have went. But I do think that that pass rush and those guys off the edge can make plays, but you have to play with a lead, and that's the hard part. We have not seen that, so we haven't really been able to do what we would want. But the run defense, and I know this sounds lame, but it's true, the run defense has been stout. Unfortunately, the pass defense has not. And when you look at all of that, teams are able to move the football, and with an offense that is struggling to find any type of rhythm, it really puts a lot on your defense to pitch a shutout or to keep things really tight. And when you don't, you can kind of start losing some hope. And I felt like that's kind of what happened on Saturday.
What does the traditional bye week look like in college football? I kind of know what it looks like in the NFL, but these kids still have is it just like a 2-week preparation for Michigan next week?
No, I mean, I think what you do is you go over the film, you work out. I think it's going to be a heavy fundamental period, especially when you're coming off of two really disappointing losses. I would bet that you're going to probably have a couple of days of practice with a lot of the young guys. Some of your older veterans, you want them to heal up, and you maybe do some individual work and some technique stuff. And then you let the young guys go that aren't playing and getting a bunch. You're trying to almost turn it into a little bit like bowl prep in the beginning part. And then you let them get out of here. I think you give them 3 or 4 days to reset and try and reconfigure what this last 8 games is going to look like, because obviously there's a ton of disappointment. So you want everybody to get some rest. You also want your young guys to continue to develop. And I would guess that would be the way that the staff is going to approach it.
Tashi, I heard you a little bit. I just want to walk this through, because I heard you on Green Bay game night. And, you know, for me, I know Homer's focus was Jordan Love. A lot of it was not being able to trust Jordan Love. I feel like similar to you, and I want to make sure this is fair, that based off the way that game was going, with all the makeshift offensive line, the pressure that Jordan Love was receiving, an earlier decision that he made when he didn't have to snap the ball and then end up not throwing it away, taking a sack, you finally have an elite defense. You have Joe Flacco on the other side that had not proven that he could go the entire length of the field and score a touchdown. Why is Matt LaFleur, with all the variables, knowing that his quarterback has been uncomfortable? I'm not saying you can't trust Jordan Love on third downs, but in this game specific, don't you feel like this falls a little bit? The throw's inexcusable, but it also goes to Matt LaFleur for putting in his team in a situation where that was possible.
Yeah, it's literally almost exactly verbatim what I said on Sunday. I love Matt LaFleur's aggressiveness. The new age, we saw it last night. If you watched the Lions game, you go for it on fourth down. You try to finish with the ball in your hands, because if you turn that ball over to Lamar Jackson, and I'll even say Jared Goff or Josh Allen, and you give them 4 downs to go down and try to score, the odds are against you. They're going to make plays and do that. But I just think sometimes you have to look at the big picture and understand how that game flow has been. And, you know, part of it is you're right. We have not had a defense that has really closed up shop and done that on a consistent basis. This defense can do that, and you have to trust that they can. And with the way that game went, did anybody think that they could go 80 yards and score a touchdown? Now, if it was a field goal, I maybe could even see that, if it's a three, because the kid obviously made a 55-yarder that would have been good from probably mid-60s. So if that's the case, I'm actually okay with that decision. But to have to score 7 with no timeouts and 3 minutes left on the clock, I am going to put it in what I believe right now at this point in the season is the best part of your team, which is your defense. I want to always play to my strengths. It doesn't matter what sport you're in. Your team right now is led by that group, and I want to put the ball in their hands. And I think that for an offensive-minded coach, that can be a really tricky thing, because you want to stick to your principles that you're going to be aggressive. And I think Matt tried to do that. And I think if he had a look back at it, and hindsight is 20/20, as he said, you would feel a lot better. If your defense gave that up, you could live with that, because they had been so good all day long.
Obviously, completely agree, Old T. Anything for us?
I got nothing for you boys today.
All right, well, I love an old tea, anything for us. So maybe just next Tuesday have one up the sleeve, all right?
I'll have something planned out.
There we go. I love it. That's old tea. Thanks for joining.
Get better every day.
Okay. I don't think he heard you. I don't think old tea needs advice from you.
Here's the thing. You've been doing this all day. Actually, every time I filled in the last week. Stop acting like I'm so below you. Okay? I think get better every day is good universal advice for anybody.
Tausch doesn't need it from you.
I'm not saying he needs it from me. I think that's a mantra he already lives by, and I'm just repeating it and reminding it. Just like Matt LaFleur goes to the podium yesterday and says, as I watched at 12:30 a.m. before I went to sleep, you should go 1-0 every week. That should be the goal every week in the NFL. Just for me and for you and for everybody that's living, whether you're a teacher, you're a dentist, or you're a truck driver, you want to get better every day. Spread a little bit more love and get better every day.
I regret saying anything now because we all just got a life lesson from Alex Strope here on Kyle, Bruston, Nortman.
Where that came from too, buddy.
Oh, yeah? What do you got for me next? Life lessons with Alex Strope to close out the ESPN Wisconsin Hour. I also have a backup plan if that goes south. Trust me, next.
You're listening to Kyle, Bruston, Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Give a million to him. Right now I got so many
villas booked on like a billion to him. You got Madison locations, you got the New Berlin location. The Princeton Club is a great place for you and your family and anyone you know, as they provide free childcare with the membership. And wherever you're at in life, whatever you have, a big goal, a small goal, they have it all for you inside the Princeton Club facilities. It's a great environment. They're cheering for you to do better. You can have a strong body, have a strong mind, and help provide a strong community. So get a tour. Clean health clubs, everything inside it for you to get better. Find your better tomorrow at the Princeton Club. Ben Brust, Alex Strope, Chris Larson's running the show. No Kyle, no Brad.
Buckets.
Time now to hear from Alex Strope with his life lessons for everyone from a 26-year-old.
So here's the thing you don't understand, Benny, is the people are listening. Ryan from McQuanago, Strofe, you are the reason why this show works. Jared says, I love it, Strofe. Stevie says, add Strofe to the show full time, which I think I already am, so I don't understand that one, but I appreciate the praise.
I think he wants your S, KBNS.
Sis Pack Avs, ESPN Milwaukee YouTube. Strofe is so full of himself, he really likes the smell of his own brew.
Well, Tyler chimes in. I'm not taking any advice from the guy that called the Browns a cakewalk.
Well, here's what you should do, Tyler.
Mr. Cherry Picker.
Tyler, well, here's the thing. Actually, that's a wonderful, wonderful example of my next piece of life advice.
Oh, God.
I said something I shouldn't have on Sunday morning, and Brian Bulaga interrupted me. And he said, Strofe, there's no such thing as a cakewalk. And he went on to explain why. My next piece of life advice is this.
Learn from your mistakes?
No. Listen, which you should do right now. Listen.
I ain't listening to you.
More than you talk. The smartest people in the world are not the ones always speaking. They're the ones that are being sponges in particular situations. They are gaining knowledge. They are gaining wealth. Maybe monetarily, maybe not monetarily. They are gaining wealth by listening to others. Me, I'm a smart guy because I'm never the smartest person in the room. Now, that's not necessarily by design, but I never am. Right? Chris Larson is the smartest person in the room today. And that's by design because I don't want to be the smartest person in the room. I never want to be the smartest person in the room. I want to learn. I like to listen. So when you get on a tirade with a myriad of complaints or thoughts on a particular subject, I sit back. I listen. I don't interrupt. I listen because I want to be a sponge. I would eventually like to be the smartest person in a room. That's just not going to happen today. I have one more piece of life advice.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
The world needs more love.
No, I already gave that one. That was last segments. As was get better every day. This one I think is important, though, and I think we don't do enough of it in the world. You should celebrate all the victories. All the victories. Even small wins are still wins, and I believe all wins should be celebrated. I'm not saying throw a parade for every win you have in your personal life, but if you do something good at work, if you win an award, if you're recognized for something, you should celebrate that. Buy a bottle of wine. Go out to dinner. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate the people around you. Celebrate the victories in life. Even small wins still count as wins.
What'd you think of Alex Strofe's life advice? 800-990-3776. We'll start with you, Chris.
Sounds like fortune cookie wisdom to me. I don't know.
Little do we know that he literally stole the listen one from a company-wide call here at Good Karma Brands from either Greg Scalzo or Craig Karmazin. So your co-host of Sunday Karma, you literally are regurgitating the messages that they share with our company.
Clearly I listened. Did I really steal that?
Yes, you didn't come up with that.
I literally on the fly just wrote a couple things down.
It was engraved in his head.
Yeah. I listened more than I talk. I didn't even know where I picked it up. That's good. What about the other one? Celebrate the small victories? I don't think I stole that from anywhere.
Carter would like to celebrate our defensive ends and linebackers.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's taking your advice.
Celebrate the wins, man. Offense wasn't so good on Sunday.
I don't know if I'm as good at celebrating the wins as I am being mad at...
Well, you can be critical as well. That's okay, too. If things aren't as
I'm
good as you want them to
fella.
Be. If things aren't as good as you want them to be, you're allowed to be critical. Self-critical or critical
no
of things you want.
No booing or chanting.
Yeah, that's bad.
In Camp Randall.
How do you think the players feel?
I don't give a damn.
I don't either.
I really don't. I'm not going to lie. If anything, I'm a little jealous of them. They get to suck and get paid.
Yeah, they're getting paid.
I didn't get paid.
You treat them like pros now.
Boo.
You can bash them whenever you want. They're like pros now. You can treat them like such.
We're back in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. More fortune cookie telling with Alex Strofe.